Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Bava Kamma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Lizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
Bava Kamma Daf Mem Beis. The Gemara over here brings another pshat in the pasuk Bal Asharnoki. The pasuk over there is talking about a show which is a tam, which is negech isha isha, and the person dies. So the pasuk says Sokol Yisokol Ashar V'lo Yochel Es Besari Ubal Asharnoki. We already saw in the Gemara a few mahalchim in this pasuk Bal Asharnoki. And Daf Mem Aleph, from Aleph, the Gemara wanted to explain that this pasuk is coming to tell us that Ashar Niskal is also not only Bachil, even Bahanah. And Daf Mem Aleph, from Adbeid, the Gemara says that if you hold like a Bavo, any place the pasuk says a Lashon of Loyechal, that includes not only an Isra Achil, even an Isra Hanah, so what do you need the pasuk of Bal Ashar Naki for? The Gemara wanted to say it's coming to tell us Afil Hanah Seira, even the Ur is Asr Bahanah. Further down the Amar on Mem Aleph, from Adbeid, the Gemara brought the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer. He says Bal Ashar Naki comes to tell us that Naki Michatzi Kaifer. We shouldn't think that since Ashar Hamud is Mechuyiv Kaifer Shalim, so Ashar Tam, the same way if he's Mazik, he pays half of a Muid, Chatzi Nezek, so too when he kills, he should pay half of a Muid, he should be Mechuyiv Chatzi Kaifer. Now here in Daf Mabez Omanel, for basically he says another Pshat, that Baal Shon Naki is coming to tell us that he's Potter from Dmei Vladis. Now Tais earlier in Daf Mamel from Mabez and Dibra Maschal Naki, he asks Akasha, he says that the most simple Pshat in the Pasuk would seem to mean, Adarech Hashit of Rebbe Eliezer, Naki Mechatzi Kaifer. Because the Plikum over there say, first it's talking about Ashar Tam, and it says, Sokol Yisokol Ashar, V'licha Espesari Ubal Ashar Naki. And the next Pasuk says, V'im Shar Nagachu Mitmol Shoshim, if it's Ashar Mu'ed, then the din is Ashar Yisokel, V'gam Ba'ol of Yumas. And the next Pasuk continues, Im Kaifer Yusha Salav, V'nosan Pidya Nafshay, L'bayam Pais Kaifer, in place of Misa B'day Shamayim. So if so, the Pashas of the Pesukim would be Mashma, that at first the Torah talks about Ashar Tam, and there it says Ba'al Ashar Naki, then it talks about Ashar Mu'ed, and says, V'chayev Kaifer. Mashmoy says that the pasuk is coming to tell us that by a tam there is no chiv of chatzi kaifer. That's what Ubal Ashar Naki would seem to mean. That's the most pashut pshat. And then for Tosfos asks, what is the pshat in Rabbi Yisrael Aglili over here? Why does he not want to learn like Rabbi Eliezer? So Tosfos over there in the last line he says, "Ein daim lo yisvar lepoiter mechatzi kaifer meachar shechayv yakos of chatzi nezek." Once you see that the Torah differentiated between a tam and a muid pays nezek shalim and a tam pays chatzi nezek, so it's mustaber that as far as dini kaifer are concerned as well, there also din is that a tam pays chatzi kaifer. Now the Rashi over here says al derech Tosfos, but he explains more about Richas. He says that Svar of a basic lily is that as far as all Niske Hashar, a tam always has a din to pay half of a muid. Therefore, since the muid pays kaifer shalim, a tam pays chati kaifer. However, as far as vladis are concerned, the Rashi explains there is no pasuk which says mefurish that a shar muid pays for the dmei vladis. The only place the Torah speaks b'chlal about dmei vladis is in the pasuk ki notzu anoshim, which is talking about adam amazik. It's not talking about a shar. Therefore, we would not have assumed that Ashar Tam pays Chatzik Dmei Vladeis, because we don't have any pasuk which says that Ashar Mu'ed pays for the full amount of the Vladeis. And the limit of Rabbi Yisrael Aglili really is the other way around. The pasuk says that by Ashar Tam, you don't pay for Dmei Vladeis, you don't really need this din for the Ashar Tam, rather you need in order to learn the other way that by Ashar Mu'ed you do pay for Dmei Vladeis. Here the Rashi was going the way Rava explains Rabbi Yisrael Aglili, that the pasuk which talks about Dmei Vladeis says, Ki Yinotzu Anoshim, and we dash an anoshim v'loy shvarim, and we would have assumed that that means even a shar muid, you don't pay for dmei vladeis. Now that we have the pasuk Baal Ashar Naki, which tells us that a shar tam does not pay for dmei vladeis, that's megal to us that the limud anoshim v'loy shvarim is only referring to a shar tam and not a shar muid, and a shar muid does actually pay for dmei vladeis. Hakapam Tosfos and the Rashi are both explaining that basically he actually holds that a shar tam does pay chati kaifer. Now obviously that means in a case where you don't have the taina, as the Gemara says previously, if you yield a bezin v'yishalim l'cha. And we're talking about a case where the shor is not actually mechuyev skila. If the shor is mechuyev skila, there's no place to be goyve from, because Evan agrees that even on the tzad that a shor tam does pay chatzi kaifer, it's dafka migufay. Since the whole din chatzi kaifer is learned from chatzi nezek, and chatzi nezek is migufay, chatzi kaifer also would be dafka migufay. Therefore, the din will be dafka in the case where the shor did not have skila. In that case, you would be able to be goyve from the goof of the shor. Basically, we actually hold that the din is that a shor tam does pay chatzi kaifer. This is mefurish in a few different places in the Gemara. Naf Tezvav Amraf, the Gemara mentions like this, they basically hold Tam Hashalim Chatzi Kaifer, Naf Chavav Amraf as well, and Naf Memchesim and Beis also, and all these places the Gemara assumes they basically holds that Ashar Tam pays Chatzi Kaifer. Makaras from Arasiga, from now she basically learned that the Pasuk of Baal Ashar Naki is the pater from Dmei Vladois, and that, as Lezer says, the pater from Chatzi Kaifer, which would have been more the Pashas of the Pesukim, as Tosfos and the Rashba explain. This is the Makar to say that he basically actually holds that there is a Chiv of Chatzi Kaifer by Ashar Tam. Now, Maisa Tosfos earlier in the Masechta, on Daf Tezvav Amabez, the Yerim Maschal Hamani, which starts in Amud Aleph, towards the end of that Tosfos, he says, that which the Gemara always says that according to basic Lili, Ashar Tam pays Chatzi Kaifer, the truth is it's not Muchach that he has to hold that way, because we saw previously on Daf Mamal from Amabez, that Rabbi Kiva argued on Rabbi Eliezer, because he holds that you don't even need a drasha to tell you Noki Mechatzi Kaifer. Because as the Svar, have you with Bezin V'Yishalim L'cha, since anyhow the Shor is Mechuyiv Skila, and you can only be Goyvim Megufay, so there's anyways no way you'll be able to be Goyvim Mechatzi Kaifer. And even though the Meister Blazer gave Terutzim to Rabbi Kiva, he gave examples where the Shor would not be Mechuyiv Skila, then you would have had having me to say you're Mechuyiv Mechatzi Kaifer. Still, we discussed in the previous year why Rabbi Kiva did not accept these Terutzim of Rabbi Blazer, and therefore L'cha, you could say the same thing are basically holds the Derech Rabbi Kiva. Not that he holds lemaisa that you'll be mechuyev chatzi koifer by a shor tam, rather he holds that you'll be potter even without a pasuk. You don't need ba'ashar naki to potter from chatzi koifer. That's why I use the pasuk for something else, to potter from dmei vlades. So Tzai says, Einech Hanami, it's not really muchach that Rebbe Seglidi has to hold that there is a chiyev chatzi koifer by shor tam. What the Gemara just means to say is that Rebbe Seglidi can hold that way, since he used the josh of naki mechatzi koifer for something else, for dmei vlades, he can't possibly hold that there is a chiyev chatzi koifer by a shor tam. And to get back to our Gemara, again, the Baisa says, Tani idoch, Baal Ashar Noki, or Baisa Gluli, Aymar Noki, Midmei Vladais. The Chor, what it means to say is, it would have been a Havmina, that Ashar Tam pays Chati, Midmei Vladais. That's what the Pasuk is telling you, Baal Ashar Noki, that there is no Chi of Midmei Vladais Bechlau by Ashar Tam. On this, Rabbi Kiva asks him, Areyu Aymar, Ki Yinotsu Anoshim, Anoshim Vloy Shvarim. We know already from a different Pasuk that there is no Chi of Midmei Vladais by Ashar. And Peshuv here points out, why doesn't Rabbi Kiva say to Baisa Gluli the same thing Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbi Eliezer? The same way when Rebbe Lezer Darshan Noki Mechatzi Koifer, Rabbi Kiva said it's not Negeah, since the Shor is Mechuyiv Skila, so there's no place to be Goyiv the Chiyiv Chatzi Koifer, why didn't he say the same thing to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that by a short time there's no place you could be Goyiv the Chatzi Dmei Vlodos? So the Peshu explains, and this is a Pashat, he says, since in this case, the Shor is not Mechuyiv Skila, because what it killed was an Uber B'mei Imoy, then the Shor is only Mechuyiv Misa if it kills the Bar Kayama, not if it kills these Vlodos. Therefore the Shor is not getting killed, you don't have this tain of Hivi Ulubez and Vishalim Lacha. As Merkantes and Gemara says, Shaber Kamer Rabbi Kiva. L'chay Rabbi Kiva has a good taina. You see from the pasuk, Ki Yinotzu Anoshim Anoshim V'lo Yishvarim. The Gemara answers, Amar V'ulo Brei Dervidi, Sa'akot Ayta Chamina Anoshim V'lo Yishvarim Hadoyim La Anoshim. Ma Anoshim Muadim Af Shvarim Muadim Hotam Mechayiv. Kasar Rachman Abba Ashar Noki De Potter. You would have thought that the Liman Anoshim V'lo Yishvarim is talking about Shvarim which are Muadim, their potter from Dmei Vladeis, but a short time is Mechayiv in Dmei Vladeis, for that you need the pasuk of Ba'a Ashar Noki. At Toysov here in Dibra Maschal Hotam Mechayiv, he explains, if Ulu Brei Davidi never meant to say that a short time will be Mechuyiv in Dmei Vlodos, and afterwards when the Shor becomes a Mu'ud, if it gores again and kills, then right there will be no Chiyuv of Dmei Vlodos. That's for sure that a time cannot be more Chomer than a Mu'ud. Rather, what it means to say is that the Chilik HaMu'ud, the second half of the Dmei Vlodos, which should have now become Mechuyiv now that it became a Mu'ud, and that will make a Drosha Anoshim V'lo Yishvarim, that they're not Mechuyiv to pay the second half. But the first half, which was ready Mechuyiv to pay when it was a Tam, that definitely will not become Potter from paying that Chatzi Dmei Vlodos when it becomes a Mu'ud. Now Tais explains, if so, what is the Gemara's kasha? Amar Rava Yitziva Ba'ar V'Giyu B'Shmei Shmaya. Tais explains, what the Gemara means to say is, it's not mistaber that on the Chilik HaTam, which is more Kal, as you see, a Tam only pays Migufay, on that you are Chai for Dmei Vlodos. On the Chilik HaMu'ed, the second half, which is more Chomer, that you pay even Min Aliyah, on that Chilik you're Padr from Dmei Vlodos. This is the Gemara's kasha. In other words, it's Pashat to Tais that there's no Tzad to say, when the Shor is a Tam, it pays Chatzi Dmei Vlodos. And then when it becomes a Mu'ed, it doesn't have to pay Bechav for the Vlodos. Definitely is no tat to say like that, and therefore Tosfos has to explain that when we talk about a mu'ud, we mean the chelik ha-mu'ud, the second half, which it shouldn't have been mechuyev to pay now that it became a mu'ud. Now the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, because of this kasha of Rava, Yitziva Ba'ar, V'giyur B'Shmei Shmaya, Rava said a different pshat. Now without Baal Sharnaki, the drosha of Anoshim V'lei Shvarim would tell you that a mu'ud does not pay for Dmei Vlodos and Koshkin Atam. The pasuk of Baal Sharnaki tells us that Atam is potter from Dmei Vlodos, and from there we can predict that a mu'ud is chayiv. And the drash of Anoshim V'lei Shvarim would refer Dafku to a Tam, that's what you put it from Dmei Vlodos, but a Shvarim Mu'ud would be Mechuyiv in Dmei Vlodos. Now, Tosafot here in Dibur Maschal Kosav Rachmano, the second one, explains according to this Lachari, why do you need the drash of Anoshim V'lei Shvarim? If the Pasuk would not have used the Lashon of Anoshim, and we would not have been Remayit Shvarim, so we would have assumed that Shvarim also paid for Dmei Vlodos. Now, there's the Pasuk of Baal Sharnaki to tell us that a Tam does not pay for Dmei Vlodos, but mainly you still know that a Mu'ud does pay for Dmei Vlodos. So, why do you need the Pasuk of Anoshim V'lei Shvarim? So Tzaius explains, if we would not have that drosh of Anoshim V'lei Shvarim, we'd only have the drosh of Baal Sharnaki, we would say, the same way the Pasuk which is referring to a Tam does not pay Chatzi Dmei Vlodos, we would understand Memele also that Mu'ud doesn't pay either. And Tzaius refers to a cloud which he spoke about earlier in Daf Lamed Ches on Menalf as well, the Lemechayiv HaKosev B'Mu'ud El B'Mokam Shechayiv B'Tam. The Pesukim which referred to Ashar Mu'ud is a Hemshech going back on the Ashar Tam, therefore B'derach Klal the rule is that Ashar Mu'ud only pays in a case where had this Ashar been a Tam, it would have paid Chatzi Nezek, now that it's a Mu'ud it pays Nezek Shalim. Therefore, once you know that a short time does not pay for Chatzi Dmei Vlodos, you also know Memelo that a Shomu does not pay for the full amount of Dmei Vlodos. However, now that there's a Josh of Anoshim V'lei Shvarim, Tosfos explains, is the Pasuk of Naki Dmei Vlodos is Megala to us that the whole Miut of Anoshim V'lei Shvarim is Dafka by a short time, not by a Shor Mu'ud. Therefore, we would know that Lashon Mu does pay for the Dmei Vlades. The Behemesh Chabai asks a kasha nova from Baishas. As a result of that kasha, the Gemara says, Ela Abai Varov Damri Tavayu, a different pshat, in a very segly, that without the Pasuk Baal Shar Noki to tell us, Noki Dmei Vlades, you would have thought that Anoshim Vlesh Vram tell you that by Anoshim, only if it's Ein Osim Baisha Yeonchu. There's only a chiv to pay for the Dmei Vlades if the woman does not die. If she dies, since the one who kills her is Chayiv Misa, he's Pater from the Dmei Vlades. But Shankin by a Shar, since if a Shar kills, the owner of the Shar is not Mechayiv Misa, therefore, even if there is an Osin, he'll be Mechayiv B'Dmei Vlades. Therefore, we need the Pasuk of Baal Shar Noki to tell us that there is no chiv of Dmei Vlades. Now, in this sheet of Abayin and Rava, it's not clear whether they're talking about a Tam or a Muid. In the first two Mahachma of the Gemara, it was clear that the Pasuk is referring to a Tam. In the first Mahach, we already know from the Drosh Anoshim V'Lei Shvarim that Shar Mu does not pay for Dmei Vlades, and from the Pasuk Baal Shar Noki, we're learning that Shar Tam doesn't either. The second Mahach of Rava, he learned that Baal Shar Noki would tell us that a Shar Mu does pay for Dmei Vlades, and the Pasuk only patterns the Shar Tam. However, according to this Mahach of Abayin Rava now, that the Drosh of Anoshim V'Lei Shvarim would tell us that a Shar always pays for Dmei Vlades, even if there isn't Osin, if you need Baal Shar Noki to patter, the question remains, is Baal Shar Noki pattering only for a Shar Tam? But a Shar Mu does actually pay for Dmei Vlades, and again, it would be even in a case where there is an Osin. Or do we say, once we have the Joshua of Baal Shar Noki to tell us that by a Tam you don't pay for Dmei Vlades, the male by Mu'd also the din is that way. As we mentioned, the Klaush Taisus says, the Pasha Dikra is any time a Tam is Pater, a Mu'd is Pater as well. The Peshu discusses this point by Richos, what is the din of Meister according to Abayin Rovo? Is there a Chiv of Dmei Vlades by a Shar Mu'd? And he's from the Lashon of the Gemara. He says, in the first two Lashon, the Gemara uses the Lashon of Saka Daitach. Saka Daitach mean Anoshim v'Lei Shvarim, and the Pshat is because the Maestro were Chazir from those Joshua's. For example, in the first Pshat of Rav, we wanted to Daitach Anoshim v'Lei Shvarim. We wanted to make that Joshua to tell us that Ashar Mu does not pay Dmei Vlades, and the Kamash Ramalam from the Pasuk Baal Shar Noki, that tells us that Ashar Mu does pay Dmei Vlades. However, over here, in this Lashon of Abayin and Rav, the Gemara does not use the Lashon of Saka Daitach, and the Pnei Yeshua says that would be Mashma, that this Joshua of Anoshim v'Lei Shvarim were not Chazir from. The Joshua tells us that by a Shara Mu'id, the din is that even if there isn't Osain, still there is a Chiv of Dmei Vlades because there's no Kumalim Rami Ne, and Joshua Baal Shar Noki just tells us that that din is Dafka by a Mu'id, not by a Tam. So this will be much better than Maskono, the din is that we still hold that by a Shara Mu'id there is a Chiv of Dmei Vlades even if there is an Osain. And furthermore, the Pnei Yeshua says, based on the Chejman which we mentioned previously from Taisvis, in the first Lashon of Rava, Taisvis says if you'd only have the Pasuk of Baal Shar Noki and not the Joshua of Anoshim V'Lei Shvarim, you'd have known that a Tam is Pater from Dmei Vlades, and Mamele, you would have also known that a Mu'ud is also Pater, using the cloud that anything which a Tam is Pater, a Mu'ud is Pater as well. That's why it has to say the Pasuk of Anoshim to tell us Anoshim V'Lei Shvarim. As Taisus explained, that the Drush of Baal Shar Noki is to be Megala, that Anoshim V'Lei Shvarim is only coming to be made a Tam, not a Mu'ud. A Mu'ud still is Mechuv in Dmei Vlades. That's in the first Lashon of Rava. And the Peshu says here as well, if you're going to say that Lamaisa, after we know the Drush of Baal Shar Noki, both by a Tam and by Mu'ud, then is that you're Pater from Dmei Vlades, and the Kasha would come back. Why do we need the Joshua of Anoshim V'Lei Shvarim? If again, the Pnei Yeshua says the Pashas would be mashmed here, in this Lashon of Abayin Rava, only Tam is Pater from Dmei Vlades, but a Mu'ud is Mechuyiv, because if a Mu'ud would be Pater as well, why would we need the Joshua of Anoshim V'Lei Shvarim? And on the other hand, the Pnei Yeshua brings the Raif from the Gemara later on in Daf Mem Tes, that even a Mu'ud is Pater from Dmei Vlades. That's how the Pnei Yeshua comes out of the Maisa. Now the truth is, this is really Machlokes Rishonim. The Shittim Gvetzos brings B'Shem the Talmud Rabbeinu Peretz. It's a very long piece over there, but towards the beginning, he's mevur. He's actually going in the sheet of Rabbi Bar Ava, the next step of the Gemara. But the guy with this part, there's no chilik. This is in Rabbi Rava as well. He says once you have the Joshua Baal Shar Noki to say that a Tam is Potter from Dmei Vlades, and we know as well that a Mu'ud is also Potter because of the cloud. Loichayva Torah b'Mu'ud el b'makom shechayva b'Tam. The Tais Rido, however, he's mevur the other way, like the other tzad. The Maisa after we have the Joshua of Noki that tells us that a Tam is Potter, but a Mu'ud is still chayv. Now this whole Shaila, this Machlokes Rishonim, really comes down to learning the Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah later on, after Memches and Beis, in the fifth parak, the Mishnah says, "Shor Shayim Miskaven Lechaviri, Hikas Aisha V'Yotu Yilodeh Apotem Midmei Vlades." The Gemara is before that the din of the Mishnah is lav dafka if it's Miskaven Lechaviri, rather even if it's Miskaven for the Isha, also the din is that you're Potter from Dmei Vlades. The only reason it says that case is Otu, the next case in the Mishnah. And Rashi over there on that Mishnah, the bottom line of Memches and Beis, Rashi says, "What is the Makar that you're Potter from Dmei Vlades?" He says it's because of the Drosh of Noki. Noki means Noki mid Dmei Vlades. In other words, Rashi is learning that Mishnah of Memches and Beis is going like the Shita of Rabbeis Yeglidi in our sugya, who dashes Baal Shar Noki to tell us Noki mid Dmei Vlades. Now Rabbi Kvager over there on the Mishnayis, he asks the Kasha on Rashi. He says, "Why does Rashi explain that Mishnah according to the Shita of Rabbeis Yeglidi? If you can explain it like Rabbeis Yeglidi, you can have to say that the Mishnah is talking about Dafka Shar Tam and not a Shar Mu'ud, because by Shar Mu'ud, Rabbeis Yeglidi would hold that you are Chayv from Dmei Vlades." And Rabbi Kvager says that would be a doichik to say that Mishnah is Dafka talking about a Shar Tam. The Mishnah doesn't hint to any differentiation. And therefore, Rabbi Kvager says it would be more misnomer to say that Mishnah is not a Rabbeis Yeglidi, Rather, like Rabbi Kiva, which our Gemara brings, he darshens ki nosu anoshim, anoshim v'loy shvarim. According to Rabbi Kiva, both by time and by mood, you're potter from Dmei Vladais. And Rabbi Kiva leaves off with the kasha and Rashi. Why does Rashi bring the sheet of Rabbi Seglili? He should have brought the sheet of Rabbi Kiva. Back upon, you see that Rabbi Kiva said clearly that l'maskonas ha-sugyo, the din according to Rabbi Seglili is that only by time you're potter from Dmei Vladais, not by Yashar HaMuid. And the Maestro Rishashi, with their argument in Rabbi Kiva, he says that l'maskonas ha-sugyo, once you know that by time you're potter, then you're also potter by a muid. So as you see, Rav Shash and Rav Kveger are arguing about this point, and as we saw, this is really a machlekes rishonim. Now there is a ha'or over here we should point out. According to this chat of Abaye and Rava, that Baal Sharnaki is coming lafukei, don't say, anoshim v'lo yishram, that shorm afilu yesh osain, even if the mother dies, the Baal Shah will be mechiv in Dmei Vladais. And perhaps as Rashi explains, there's no kumal ibn rabbi, there's no chiv mis on the Baal Shah, therefore he will be mechiv in the mamin. And the kasha is l'chor, in this case, you would have the taina, if you the bezin v'yishalim lach. In this case, where the Shah actually did kill a person, the Shah is Mechuyiv Misa, and if the Shah Tam, the Tzad said that the Baal Shah is Mechuyiv in Dmei Vladais, which the Lechayr would mean Chatzi Dmei Vladais, but only be Nigva Migufay, so again you would have the Tain Havil Bezim Yishalim Loch. Why didn't Rabbi Kiva ask this to Rabbi Yishai Glili the same way Rabbi Kiva asked this question to Rabbi Eliezer? This Lechayr would be mash, but the whole Havmi that there should be a Chiv of Dmei Vladais, the whole Drosh of Anoshim Vleishvarim, to say that by Shram there's a Chiv of Dmei Vladais even if there is Nosain, that would be Dafka by Mur, not by a Tam. However, if so, it would be difficult that the pasuk we're bringing to tell us now like this that you're potter from Dmei Vladais, that's the pasuk of Baal Sharnaki, which is talking about a short time. L'chayr by a short time, anyways, there was no half minute to say that you're mechuyiv to pay Dmei Vladais in this case with the Shah's mechuyiv Misa. We'll leave this horror b'tzarachian. Now, continue on. The Gemara then brings a kasha on Rabbi Nerava, which Rabbi Adu Bar Ava asks. He says, Otu ba'osin talyim milsa, b'kavona talyim milsa. And the Machikas Rashi and Taisus had explained this kasha of Rabbi Adu Bar Ava. The way Rashi explains, Rav Adar Bar Ava is not really coming to argue on the etzem pshat of Abaye and Rava, he's just coming to say they have to change one detail. Abaye and Rava said you need Baal Sharnaki to tell us Nakim Dmei Vladois because he would have darshan and Noshim Vlei Shvarim. Abaye and Noshim is only a chiv of Dmei Vladois when there's no osin. If there is an osin, there's no chiv of Dmei Vladois. Mashen came by a shar, even if there is an osin, still there will be a chiv of Dmei Vladois. And now Rav Adar Bar Ava is coming to argue and he says it's not totally whether there's an osin or not, meaning even by Anoshim it's shaykh for there to be a chiv of Dmei Vladois even if there is an osin. If it was Neskavin Lahari Gazeh, Vahari Gazeh, if one of the men tried hitting his friend and killing him, and he ended up hitting the woman, the pregnant woman, and killing her, so Baal Rahava holds like the sheet of Rav Shimon that Neskavin Lahari Gazeh, Vahari Gazeh is Potter, and since he's not Chayav Misa, he'll be Mechuyiv Mamin, therefore it's Shachla, even if there isn't Osin, there still is a Chiv of Dmei Vladais. The only time by Noshin will be Potter from Dmei Vladais, if it was Neskavin to kill the pregnant woman, and they actually killed her, over there he's Mechuyiv Misa, and he's Potter from Mamin, and that we make the Drosh on Noshin Vlei Shvarim, that Shvarim, even if they were Neskavin, to kill the pregnant woman, still there will be a chiv of Dmei Vladais. And Tosfos argues on this Rashi seems to be difficult for a number of reasons. Firstly, how could Rabbi Adar Bar Ava ask a kasha on Abaye and Rava? Abaye and Rava hold like the sheet of the Chachamim, that Neskavin Lahari Gazeh V'Hari Gazeh is Chayiv. So even if Rabbi Adar Bar Ava himself wants to pass like Rabbi Shimon that you're Potter, how could he ask this as a kasha on Abaye and Rava? And secondly, Tosfos asks, according to Rashi, it's Mukha that Rabbi Adar Bar Ava holds not like the sheet of Tanit Bechizkia. Tanit Bechizkia, as we know, he holds anytime a person does something, even if it was done b'sheyig, but had the same ma'aseh been done b'meizah, it would have been mechayiv him misa. As it didn't come like Rabbi Meir, he cannot become mechuyiv mama at the same time. And he also told Bechizkiya would hold that even if you hold like the sheet of Reb Shimon, and skavon ha'gezev ha'gezev as potter, still since if he would have killed him b'kavana, he would have been mechuyiv misa. We say call him Rabbi Meir, you're potter from the moment, even though he killed him shalei b'kavana, and he l'ma'aseh is not mechuyiv misa. And since we hold like Tanit Bechizkiya, Tosfos says it will be difficult to explain that Gemara that Rav Adar Bar Ava is going not like Tanit Bechizkiya. And the Tosfos Bein Apetzi adds further that according to Rashi's pshat, that Rav Adar Bar Ava is not really arguing on the etzem pshat of Abaye and Rava, he's just altering it a little bit to fit with the sheet of Rav Shimon. The Gemara is not mashma like this, the Gemara is mashma that he's coming to argue totally on this pshat of Abaye and Rava. Because of these kashas, Tosfos is a different pshat. We'll mention Tosfos' mahalach briefly. Tosfos explains that Rav Adar Bar Ava understood Abaye and Rava that the Joshua Baal Sharnaki to Pater from Dmei Vladais, that's only in the case where the Shah was Negeach Shaloi B'Kavona. If the Shah was Negeach B'Kavona, there would still be a Chiv of Dmei Vladais. Even though we've seen the Sukkah, there's a svar to say the other way around, that when one kills B'Kavona, that's more of a reason to pater from Mamin. Tosfos says that's only by a person where there's Kumle B'Dramine. But by a Shah, there surely would be more of a svar to Mechayiv B'Dmei Vladais if it was done B'Kavona. And this is how Rav Adar Bar Ava understood Abai V'Rav, that they only meant to pater from Dmei Vladais when it was Shaloi B'Kavona. If the Shah was Negeach this woman B'Kavona, then there will be a Chiv of Dmei Vladais. And if Rav Ava comes to argue on this point, we won't get into the whole Cheshbon of Tosfos, it's complicated. But the Maaseh, what Rav Adar Bar Ava is coming to say is that the Joshua Baal Sharnaki will tell us that even if it is B'Kavona, still we'll learn from the Pasuk that the Baal Shar is Potter from Dmei Vladais. So it comes out according to Tosfos that L'maaseh there's a machlokes between Abaye and Rava and Rav Adar Bar Ava. According to Abaye and Rava, the whole Joshua of Baal Sharnaki only Potters Dmei Vladais when the Shar is Shaloi B'Kavona. If it's Meskavon for the Isha, then you are Chayv with Dmei Vladais. According to Rabbi Adam Barahava, the Baal Shor is always potter from Tmei Vlodos, even if the Shor was negech the Isha b'kavana. And I'll continue on to the banner of the Omer. The Gemara brings yet another sheet as Tanaim. What is the pasuk saying, Baal Shor Noki? Rabbi Kiva explains it means, Noki means Dmei Eved, that if a Shor Tam kills an Eved, the Baal was not mechuyev to pay anything. The Avos HaTorah says, Achiv of Shleishim Shkolim, that's written in the parasha of Muid, and here the pasuk tells us that a Tam, the Baal Shor is Noki, he doesn't even have to pay half of the Dmei Eved. And this Gemara asks, "Neimer b'kiva l'nafshei, v'aloi atzmi in m'shtalmel migufoy, hiviu l'bezin v'yishayim loch." The same kasha b'kiva asked on the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, Naf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, who explains Naki mechatzi koifer. B'kiva asked on him, "Where is it negeya? Since anyways he can only be goyvuk from the guf of the shor itself is killed. Why isn't this kasha not on b'kiva himself? Where would he be goyvuk the dmei chatzi eved?" And Tezov at the top of the Amud Yirmaschov, Neimer b'kiva, he says, "It's not mistab that b'kiva was mekabel the truvus that Rabbi Eliezer said, because surely b'kiva himself would have known them." Rather, the Pshazi did not agree to those answers, and Taisus explains, we discussed this in the previous year, that Rabbi Kiva holds like the sheet of Rabba who holds, Ein Ashar B'Skila, Ein Abayl M'Sham and Koifer. Any case where the Shar killed in a way that it's not M'Chuyev Skila, the Bam also would not be M'Chuyev Koifer in that case. Therefore, in these cases which Rabbi Lezer brought, if the Shar killed Shalabi Kavano, or there was no Eidim, it was only Alpi Bailim, since the Shar is Pater from Skila, the Bam is Pater from Koifer also, therefore, even if it would be a Shar Mu'id, also the Bam will be Pater from Koifer. And the Gemara means to ask over here, the same way Rabbi Kiva did not agree to those cases of Rabbi Lezer, because Rabbi Kiva holds that if there's no Chiv of Skila, there's no Chiv of Kaifer, the same is also true with the Chiv of Dmei Eved. The Gemara later on, that from Gimel Morao says, B'Shem Yishlokish, Yishlokish makes the same Joshua that if the Shor is not Mechiv of Skila, the Baim is not Mechiv of Dmei Eved. Therefore, in the case of Rabbi Lezer, like Shloi B'Kavana or Shloi B'Fnei Eidim, there anyways you would be Potter from Dmei Eved. Therefore, the Gemara asks over here, what is the plan of Rabbi Kiva himself? How could he explain the Pasuk Baal Shor Noki, that means Noki Midmei Chatzi Eved? Even without this Rashi, we would know that he's not chayiv, since there's no place to be goyva the chayiv from. So this Gemara brings Omer of Shmuel by Rav Yitzchok, Keshukodom Bailov Vishachatoi. There's a case where it's shaykh to be goyva this chayiv of Chatzi Yaved, in a case where the Shor was shaykh before the Gemara Din. Before the Gemara Din, there's no Isra Hano on the Shor, and it's not shaykh to pass in a Gemara Din either after the Shor is shaykh, because the halacha is in Goymer and Dine Shel Shor El Befonov, the Gemara later on in Daf Memhei, in order to pass in a chayiv Misa on the Shor, or in this case, to pass in that it's Osir Bano. It would have to be b'fnei Hashar, here where it's shecht already, it would not be shecht to make this Gmar Din. So here we have a case that without the Josh of Baal Shor Noki, we would have thought you could be goyve the chiv of Chatzi Eved from the guf of the Shor Tam. Now here we have to stress that this case is different than the case of Shloi B'Kavana or Shloi B'fnei Eidim. Over there, the Shor was negech in a way that it's not shecht that it should be m'chuyev skila, and Kiva holds, therefore it's not going to be m'chuyev kaifer either, and not Dmei Eved either, as we explained. Over here, this case is different. Here the Shor was negech b'fnei Eidim and was B'Kavana. This is b'etzim a type of negech which can't be m'chayev skila. Even though the mice in the end, it was not Mechiv Skila because he shechted before the Gemar Din, here it would be Shaykh Achiv of Kaifer and Achiv of Dmei Eved. As the Gemara continues, the Gemara asks Akasha on this shot of Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchok, Yehachil Rebelezer Nami, and Rabbi Kiva asked Rabbi Lezer, if you are the best of Yishalim Lecha, why didn't Rabbi Kiva have the same answer? Keshekadam Veshachtoi, that answer would work for Rabbi Lezer as well. And this Gemara says, Hachanami, really, Rabbi Kiva knows that Rabbi Lezer would have been able to say that Teretz. Vesavar Dom Isli Taim Rechina the Adif Mehai Venemulei. However, still he asked Rabbi Lezer the question, because he thought maybe Lezer would have a different teretz other than this teretz of Kodem Veshachtai. There's a kasha which the Masha asks over here, if Rabbi Kiva knows that this teretz would work by Rabbi Lezer's case as well, he can answer that he need the pasuk of Baal Shor Noki to say Noki Michatzi Kaifer, it would be negated this case of Kodem Veshachtai. So how does the Gemara understand that at this point, why is Rabbi Kiva not masking to Rabbi Lezer that he need the pasuk of Baal Shor Noki to be made Noki Michatzi Kaifer? So the Masha explains, the Gemara understood at this point the Pshan Rabbi Kiva is the same as we explained in the beginning of the Vashir, but that's Rabbi Yisrael Aglili. Tyson Daf Mal from Abbas explains, Rabbi Yisrael Aglili learned the Pasuk Baal Shor Noki is coming, Noki Midmei Vlodos. Why is he not masking that the Pshat is like Rabbi Lezer, Noki Michatzi Kaifer? Tyson explains that Rabbi Yisrael Aglili held it's not mistaber to be Mamayit, a tam from Chatzi Kaifer. Once we see that the Torah was Machayiv, a tam and Chatzi Nezek, half of what a Muad pays, so too as far as the Chiv of Kaifer, a tam should pay half of a Muad, he should pay Chatzi Kaifer. So too the Masha says, the same way we understand with Esther Bekiva, even though theoretically he could have known like Rabbi Lezer, as we're saying now, at this point the Gemara held, because of Veshachtai, there's a case where it would be Shaykh to collect Chatzi Kaifer from a Shor Tam, therefore he could have held like Rabbi Lezer. Still, Rabbi Kiva held it's not Mestab to learn like that, it's Mestab to say that Tam does pay Chatzi Kaifer, the same way when he's Mazik, he pays Chatzi Nezik. Now the problem with this is that Bishlama before in Taisis, he was referring to the Shita of Rabbi Yisrael Aglili, who's Mamayit Nakim Dmei Vlodos, we explained already over there. Over there, you don't have this problem. The Torah never says anywhere that a Mu'id pays Dmei Vlodos. Shenkin Kaifer, the Torah says a Mu'id pays Kaifer, there's Mestaber to say that a Tam pays Chatzi Kaifer. For that reason, basically, did not want to say the Pasuk is coming to be Mamayit Chatzi Kaifer, he'd rather say that it's coming to be Mamayit Dmei Vlodos. Shenkin now, this Mashal is referring to the sheet of Rabbi Kiva, Rav Kiva is learning that Baal Sharnaki is coming to be made Dmei Eved, and here you have the same problem. If the Torah was Mechayev Ashar Mut to pay Shleishim Shkolim, so it's Mustar that Ashar Tam should pay half of that, the same svar that you have that Taisu says by Koifer, it's not Mustar to Pater Atam from Chati Koifer, it's also not Mustar to Pater Atam from Chati Dmei Eved. This kasha is asked by the Pnei Yeshua and others, and in the beer on the Maram Shif, the bottom of the Maram Shif, Ois Hei, he asks this kasha also when he says the Teres. He says that Rav Kiva's Drosha, Naki Dmei Eved, since Dmei Eved is a Chiv Knas, they would say, In Chabay Al Chidushai. Even though the Torah says that there's a Chiv Ashleishim Shkolim by Sharmuid, since that's a Knas, we don't automatically assume that the same would also be true that a Tama Pechati Dmei Eved. Unless this far as Mefurish, the Shitim Gweta says this of Shem the Rosh, he says clearly this Chilik, and by Shleishim Shalavid, which is a Knas, there we don't assume that a Tama Pechati Dmei Eved. Now, we mapshach the Gemara then says, Reb Lezer Nami Leshani Lei, why didn't Reb Lezer give this Teretz? Shekadim v'shachdai. The Gemara explains, the Blazer holds Hosam within a scavenger argus of Behemoth argus of Adam in a case where it was Shalai b'kavano. Over there, the Shar is Lavbar Katala, there is no Chiv Misa Bechal on the Shar. There, you would have thought that there's a Chiv of Chatzi Kaifer and you could be Goyver from the Shar. As we need the Pasuk of Baal Shar Naki to say there is no Chiv of Chatzi Kaifer by a Shar Tam. Avalacha in this case, to make Karbar Katalahu, like Tzarech Kra, Afikav de Shachti. Here, you don't need a Pasuk to say that if it's Kadim v'shachdai, still there's no Chiv of Chatzi Kaifer. Since originally this Shar was Mechiv Misa, then it's very possible that there will not be a chiyuv of chatzi kofer. For that, you don't even need the pasuk of Baal Shar Naki. The Rashi here explains: Avol hocha the shor bar katoluhu tchilas dinoy nifter mimamin v'leichala alof tashlumin dikal memer havu lebezdin hilkach ki kadem v'shachti nami b'loy kram nifter v'loy tzarach kra. Rashi explains here: you don't need a pasuk to pater from the chiyuv of chatzi kofer, since tchilas dinoy originally when the show was negeach there was not going to be any chiyuv mamin because the show was mechiyuv misa. Here, even if in the end it's kadem v'shachta, you don't need a pasuk to say that there is no chiyuv of chatzi kofer, because it never was chal originally a chiyuv mamon. And Gemara Behemshach says that even Rabbi Kiva is maskim to this, and if the teretz of kadam v'shachti is not going to work according to Rabbi Kiva either. Now from this Gemara we see clearly a shayla which we discussed in the previous daf, and Rabbi Kiva says to Rabbi Lezer, Haviyu lebezim v'yishalim loch, is the pshat that Rabbi Kiva means to say, it's not negay whether it's a chiyuv of chati kofer, because either way there's not going to be any place you can collect this chiyuv from, so he means just practically it's not negay whether it's a chiyuv, because either way you're not going to be able to collect it. Or is the pshat we said a second time, that be'esem he's potter. Since the Torah gave a chiv misa on the shor, it's not mistarv that there's a chiv chatzi kofer that will anyways not have anywhere where it can be collected from. Rather, here it's mistarv that there is no chiv bechlal. From our Gemara, you see clearly, like the second tzad, it's not the fact that there is a chiv, just it can't be collected, because here the Gemara is saying that if it's kadam v'shachtoi, since originally b'shas and negicha, the show was mechiv misa, and if there will be no place where the chatzi kofer can be collected from, or according to Rabbi Kiva, there's no place that the chatzi may ever can be collected from, therefore, even if in the end it's kadam v'shachtoi, still there is no chiv, because the chiv was never chal in the first place. Gemara that both Rabbi Kiva and Reb Lezer are maskim to this, and even Reb Lezer who said there are certain cases like Shleib Kavano or Shleib Bifnei Edim, those cases there would have been a chiv of Chatzi Kofer if not for the pasuk of Baal Shar Naki. Those cases are different than the case of Kadam V'Shachtai, because in those cases at the time the Shar was Negeach, there never was a chiv Misa. Since the Negeach was Shleib Kavano or was Shleib Bifnei Edim, the Shar was never destined to have a chiv Misa. In that case, there could have been Chal, a chiv of Chatzi Kofer, if not you need the pasuk of Baal Shar Naki. Now, based on this Gemara, in the Truas Achiezer, Chela Gimel, Simon Chav Beis, Ois Dalid, Reb Chaim Weizer explains we could use this Gemara to answer a kasha of Rabbi Kuvager. Rabbi Kuvager in the Truas, Madur Kama, Simon Kuv Dalid, and Simon Kuv Hei, he asks a few kashas, a few examples which the Gemara could have given as cases where there would have been a chiv of Chatzi Kofer because the Shar is not Mechuyiv Misa. And for that, you would need the Pasuk of Baal Shar Naki. And he asks, why did Rabbi Lezer not give these cases? One case Rabbi Kuvager discusses in Simon Kuv Dalid is, what will be in a case where Edom came and were made in front of the Bayan, but not Bifnei Hashar? And there's in order to give the Shar skila, you have to be made in front of the Shar. Kamisas Abayan, Kach Misas Hashar. You learn how Dinei Nefashis of Hashar from Dinei Nefashis of Odom. The same way by an Odom, you have to be made Bifnei the Baldin. So too, in order to be Mechayev Hashar skila, you have to be made Bifnei Hashar. And Fager says, this will be an example where the Shar is not Mechayev skila because you're not made Bifnei Hashar. Yet still the Bayan will be Mechayev Chatzi Kofer. To be Mechayev the Baylon, the Momentist, for that you wouldn't need Bifnei Hashar. So why does the Gemara give this an example? This is where you need the pasuk of Baal Shar Naki. So Bekeg wants to suggest that maybe there's a right from here. This is the topic which he's discussing over there in the Tshuva. That even though Badin and Nefashos Lechatchil, you need a Kabbalas Eidos in front of the Baldin, maybe B'diyevet, once Bezdin already were Mekabal Eidos, Shleib Bifnei Baldin, it does work B'diyevet. If so, that would answer the question, he says. In this case where Eidim were made, Shleib Bifnei Hashar, that the Shar killed, if you assume that B'diyevet, the Kabbalas Eidos is good, even though it's Shleib Bifnei Hashar, then we have an answer to the question. We understand why the Gemara didn't bring this case, because even in this case where the Eidos was Shleib Bifnei Hashar, the Shar would still be Mechuyiv Skila. Alternatively, Rabbi Kuvager says another tzad, that it could be the whole din that you need Kabbalas Eidos Bifnei the Baal Din, by Din Nefashos. That's not a din Torah, it's only a din Darabonan. If so, that would also answer the question. Here we're discussing why you need the pasuk of Baal Sharnoki to pattern from Chatzi Kofer. The question is, why don't we say this case where the Kabbalah Seidus was not b'fnei Hashor? Here's the case with the show, not b'mechuyiv Skila, and yet the Bayim would have been mechuyiv Chatzi Kofer. If in Dereisa you don't need a Kabbalah Seidus b'fnei Hashor, so here either way, min haTorah the Shor is mechuyiv Skila, so you wouldn't need a pasuk of Nochi Mechatzi Kofer. Now in Tshuva Kofei, Reb Krieger brings a similar kasha. He quotes over there the Shita of the Rashba. The Rashba holds that the din ain't mekabel edus shloim b'fnei bal din. That's only required by din in nefashos. Midereisa, you could be mekabel edus on din in emominus, even not in front of the bal din. And Krieger asks on this Rashba, if so, we can ask a similar kasha. Why doesn't Agamar say a case where the edim came to Bezdin to be made and it was shloim b'fnei bal din? The previous kasha of Reb Krieger was that the shor was not in Bezdin. Now he's asking a different kasha. A case where Edom came to be made and it was Shalik b'fnei Baldin, the Baal Shor was not in Bezdin. And Craig says, in this case, as far as the Chi of Skila on the Shor, you definitely cannot give the Chi of Skila. Because in this Pesukim where it talks about the Chi of Skila on the Shor, it says, Mefurish v'huad b'bolov, the Edus has to be in front of the Baal Shor. So even if the Shor was there in Bezdin, not like the previous case where the Shor was not there, here, even if the Shor is there, but if the Baal Shor is not there, also you cannot give Skila to the Shor. However, as far as the Chi of Momenus is concerned, according to the Rashba, Midrash, you can't be Mechayev the Baal of Momenus, even if he was not there at the time of the Kabbalah's Edus. And in this case, even though the Shor is not getting killed, this is an example where you need the pasuk of Baal Shor Noki, because here's the case where you'd be able to be given the Chatzi Kofer from the Guf HaShor, because the Shor is not getting killed. This is the second kasha of Reb Krieger. Another kasha he asks, is we could say there's a case where Edom came to be made in front of a Bezdin of 3 Dayanim, there is no to Mechayev the Shor Skila, you need a Bezdin of 23, Kamisas Abayim Kach Misas HaShor. So this is another example where the Shor is not getting Skila, and it would have been a Havmina that the Abayim was Mechayev Chatzi Kofer, for that you need the pasuk of Baal Shor Noki. Another kasha Reb Krieger asks is from the din of Edus Miuchedes, the Sugi Makas, the Vavam Abbez, over there is Mavur, that Lenin din in Nefashis, if there's one Eid who saw Reuven kill Shimon and he was in one window, he didn't realize that there's another Eid in a different window who's watching the same Ratzicha, and they both come to Bezin, the Gemara says, that's possible for din in Nefashis, it's called Edus Miuchedes. However, Lenin din in Mamunis, that's a good Edus. Reb Krieger asks, this could be another example, here's a case where the Shor is not going to get Skila, since it's an Edus Miuchedes, Kamisas Abayim Kach Misas Ashor, Din Nefashos of Asher also is possible by an Edus Miuchedes. However, as far as Din Momenus is concerned, to be Mechayev Chatzi Kofer, that you would be able to accept this Edus, here's another example where you need the Pasuk of Baal Shor Noki. And Chaim Moizer and Achi Ezer, he says, the Chor, there's a simple teretz to all these kashas, and that is, since we see in Esrig and Dafman Beis and Beis, that even Reb Lezer is moided to a case where it was Kodan Veshachtai, since at the time of the Negicha, it was ready Oymet to be Mechayev Misa, therefore the Chiv Momenus was never Chal, so when it's Kodan Veshachtai, also the Chiv Momenus is not Chal, so too in these cases, where Ba'etzem there were two Edom who saw Shabbi Negeach and kill. In that case, since these Edom can potentially come to a kosher Bezdin and be made properly b'fnei Baldin and b'fnei Zashar, so this is a case where the Shor was destined to be Mechayev Skila, the Chiv Mamonis was never Chal, just as the case of Kodam V'Shochtai. And therefore, either from the end they came to Bezdin and they were made Shloi b'fnei Ashar, or Shloi b'fnei Abayim, or they came to a Bezdin of 3 instead of a Bezdin to 23, so even though in all these cases the Shor is not going to get Skila, the Chor should have been attached to the Bayim should be Mechayev Mamon. Chaim Moizer explains that since in these cases the Shor was destined to get Skila, the Chiv Mamonis was never Chal at the time of the Negicha, therefore it's not going to be Chal at a later point. This is the same as the case of Kodem V'Shochtai. Only in the case of Negicha Shloi B'Kavana, there this type of Negicha can never be Mechayev the Chiv of Skila, there it will be Shaykh to say that the Chiv Mamonis is Chal. Or alternatively, in a case where the Shor was Negech Shloi B'Fnei Edim, the only one that saw that Shor be Negech was the Bailim or Neidechod, this type of Negicha, which was Shloi B'Fnei Edim, can never be Mechayev the Shor Skila, over the other would be a tzad to say that the Chiv Mamonis is Chal. Only in these cases, that's when you need the drasha of the pasuk Baal Shor Noki to pattern from Chatzi Kofer. Would come out that according to this, if the Shor was Negech in front of two Edim, just the Edim were Hochlam Dina Sayam, and the other one who comes into Bezin to be made on this Negech was the Bailim or Eidechod, here also you wouldn't need the exerce cost of a Baal Shor Noki to pattern from Chiv of Chatzi Kofer, because this type of Negech had the potential to be Mechayvit Skilo if the Edim would come into Bezin, if the Chiv Mamonis was never Chal. The only question of Reb Krieger which does remain Lechayr is the case of Edim's Miuchedes. In the case where two Edim saw the Negicha, however, they didn't know about each other. One was in one Chaloin, one was in the other Chaloin. For Din and Fashis, they cannot be Mechayev this Shor Skila. This is an example of a case where originally the Negicha never had the potential of being Mechayev the Shor Skila. Here, Lechayr, there would be half minute to say that you could be Mechayev the Bayam Chatzi Kofer, and you need the Pasuk of Baal Shor Noki. Now, the Chedusha Ramir Simchan Baba Kama, he has another Mahach to answer these kashas of Rabbi Kveger, and his Mahach is based on that which he explains that the Rambam had a different Pshat in Ersugya. The Ausra Gemara says, that by Kodam V'Shochtai, everyone agrees, both Reb Lezer and Reb Akiva, you won't be able to goyve from the goof of the Shor. As Gemara explains, since Meikar Bar Ketala Hava Loi Tzarech Kro, you don't even need a Pasuk of Baal Shor Noki for that. So Rashi explains, as far as it is, since at the time of the Negicha, it would not have been Shaykh to be goyve from the goof of the Shor, because the Shor was Negech in a way that really should be Mechayev Skila, So Rashi says, Tchilas dinoy nifter mi mamin. The Baal Shor was already patterned from the Chiv mamin. V'lechalot lof tashlumin, it cannot be chal later a Chiv tashlumin from the Shor. Now, according to Rashi, this Svar of the Gemara is a Svar dafka by Tam, where the din is that you go from the guf of the Shor. Therefore, in this case, where at the time of the Negicha, it would not have been shach to be goyver from the guf of the Shor, because the Shor was chayiv skilo, the Chiv tashlumin cannot be chal later. Now, Meir Simcha explains that the Ram has a whole different pshat in this Gemara. And he bases on Nevesh Ram on Paskins, and Per Yud Hilchus Niskamom and Alocha Gimbal. That's where the Ram brings all of the cases where it's shaykh for a shark to become a muid lahariga, and it was not killed the first three times. Then by the fourth time, the Ram was mechuyif to pay kaifer. The Ram lists all of the cases which the Gemara brings earlier. On Daf Mal from Adalif, one of the cases that the Gemara brings, the kotal of Arik la'agma, the kotal of Arik la'agma, after each negicha, the shark ran away before he got a chance to kill it. So the Ram brings that case, and he says like this, Oisha hara gubarach, vahara gubarach, vahara gubarach, uberevias nitvas. After the fourth negicha, then already the shah was nitvas. She'ein ha'baylam chayofim be'koifer ad she'yisok el ha'shar. Ram explains that this case of the Gemara cannot be that even after the fourth negicha also the shah ran away. That would be the case where the shah is a mu'ed and the baylam would have to be koifer, because if it ran away after the fourth time as well, and the shah never got skila, then the baylam would also not be mechuyiv in koifer. This is the lashon of the Rambam. Ein ha'baylam chayofim be'koifer ad she'yisok el ha'shar. The chiv of koifer is not placed on the baylam until the shah actually got skila. And the question is, where exactly does the Rambam get this din from? The Rambam paskens that the din of kaifer is not totally in skila. For example, in the case of shloi b'kavono, we have machlokes in the Gemara about that. The Rambam paskens that even if a shor killed shloi b'kavono and the shor is not machuyev skila, still the baylam is machuyev kaifer. As far as shleishim shalev, and also the Rambam paskens that way, that even if the shor killed shloi b'kavono and it's potter from skila, still the baylam is machuyev in shleishim shalev. The Rambam is before that these din were not totally zebizeh, yet still here the Rambam paskens that if the shor was barach and lemaisa we did not give the skila to the shor, then the Baalim was not Mukhiv in Kaifer either. Where did the Rambam get this din from? And Rabbi Simcha wants to suggest that the Rambam got it from Eger Gemara, and as we said, he learns a different pshat than Rashi. But the Gemara says that in the case of Kodon v'Shochdai, there everyone agrees that the Baalim is not Mukhiv Kaifer or Shleishim Shalevid. As we said, Rashi learns this is a Svara specifically by a Shar Tam, since you got it from the Guf of the Shar, and here the Chiv Mamun was never Chal, because at the time of the Negicha, the Shar was Mukhiv in Skila. And Rabbi Simcha explains that the Rambam learns this is a whole different Svara, and the Gemara says, Avahachad may Karabar Ketala have a Loit Sarachra. Gemara means to say, since the Shor was Mechuyiv Skila Lamaisa, it's not like a case of Negech Shalei B'Kavana where the Shor would never have been Mechuyiv Skila. Here it wasn't Negech B'Kavana, it would be Mechuyiv Skila. Just before the Gemara Din, it was Kodon V'Shochdoi. Here everyone would agree that we're not going to be Mechayiv the Baalim Kaifer or the Chiv of Shleishim Shalevid until we actually give the Shor Skila. And since the Shor never got Skila in this case, it was Kodon V'Shochdoi. Therefore, there is no Chiv of Kaifer or Shleishim Shalevid. That's what the Gemara means to say in Arsugi. You don't need the Pasuk of Baal Shor Noki to be made a short time from Chasi Kaifer in this case, or to be made from Shleishim Shalevid, since in this case, even if the Shor would have been a Mu'id, any time the Shor was Negech in a way that it should be Mechuyiv Skila, and Lamaisa we didn't carry out the Skila, then is it the Baal will not be Mechuyiv anyhow in Kaifer or Shleishim Shalevid, therefore you don't need the Pasuk of Baal Shor Noki. Lashon Gemara fits very well according to this. Hosam Hudin Eskavin Lahargis of Behim of Ahargis Adam, the Shor La Bar Ketolahu Klal, over there the Shor is not Mechuyiv Skila Bechlal, so the fact that it was Kodim Vishachli doesn't bother us. So over there, Sakodai Tachmir Nechayiv, it's Shechol Mute. By the case of Kodon v'Shochdoi, the Meikar Bar Ketola Hava originally was Mechuyiv in Skila, you don't need a Pasuk to be Meibim from Kaifer, because in this case, where it was Mechuyiv in Skila and you never gave the Skila, over there everyone would agree that you cannot be Mechayiv the Baalim Kaifer. This Rameh Simcha said is the Makar of the Rambam to Paskin, the same din would also apply in a case where the Shah was Negeach and Barach. As the Rambam Paskin in the Halacha we mentioned before, the Rambam over there says, Ein Abayim Chayofim B'Kaifer Ad She'Yisok El Hashor. The Rambam means to say, in a case where the Shah was Negeach in a way that it should be Mechuyiv Skila, and Lamaisa, we never gave the Skila. In that case, it was a case of Barach. In that case, in the Gemara, it was Kodon V'Shochdoi. In both of these cases, the din is the same. Since Lamaisa, we never gave Skila to the Shor, we cannot be Mechayev the Baalim Kaifer. So this is how Rav Meir Simcha explains the Gemara according to the Shita of the Rambam, and that's the Makar of the Rambam over there in Perek Yud Halacha Gimel. And based on this, Rav Meir Simcha says, we could also answer the kashas of Rabbi Kveger. Rabbi Kveger asked, why don't we say a case where we need the Pasuk of Baal Sharnaki, according to Rabbi Eliezer, to pater from Chatzi Kaifer? Let the Gemara say a case but the Edom were made Shleib b'fnei Ashar, so you cannot be Mechayev the Shor Skila, or Shleib b'fnei Bailim, then also you cannot be Mechayev the Shor Skila, and according to the Rashba Midrash, you can still be Mechayev the Mamin, or in a case where you're made in front of a Bezin of 3, not a Bezin of 23. All these are examples where the Shor will not be Mechayev Skila. The Chayev Blazer could have said these are the cases where you need the Pasuk of Baal Shor Noki. These are the Kashas of Rabbi Kveger, and Meir Simcha says we can answer these Kashas based on this Rambam. The Rambam holds, anytime the Shor is Negech in a way that it should be Mechayev Skila. Lamaisa, if we're not going to give the Shor Skila, we cannot be Mechayev the Baalim Kaifer. In the case of Barach, or the case of Kodom V'Shochdoi, and the same would also be true in these cases, where the Edus was given in a way where we could not pass in the Chiv Skila on the Shor. Here also, the same rule would apply, according to the Rambam. You cannot be Mechayev in Kaifer, since we didn't carry out the skila lemaisa. So to summarize, we have two malachim in the Gemara. What does the Gemara mean to say that you don't need the pasuk of Baal Sharnoki in the case of Kodem Veshachtoi, because Meikor Barakatola Hava? Rashi says the pshat is, this is svara specifically by a shor tam, but since you can only be goyva from the goof of the shor, at the time of the Gichel was a Barakatola, so the Chiv Mammon was never chal. So even later, when it's Kodem Veshachtoi, now there isn't Vakan to be goyva from, still the Chiv Mammon was never chal. According to Rashi, it's pashat that by a shor muid, if it's Kodem Veshachtoi, there definitely the din is, the Bible will still be Mechiv and Kaifer. Rashi over his Murach, he did not hold like the svara of the Rambam. But the fact that Rashi explains more differently that as far as dafka by a shor tam, the mashmois is that by a shor muid, even if you never gave skila lemaisa, the bayim will still be mechuyev kaifer, and therefore the chayr Rashi will hold the same would be true also by kadam abarach if it ran away after the fourth negicha. So even though lemaisa you never gave the shor skila, we could still be mechayev the bayim kaifer, not like the Rambam. Now we also mentioned Chaim Moitzer says based on this svara, meikar barakatolo hava, the way Rashi learns, it has to be at the time of the negicha the chiv mamon is chal then. So we could also answer the kashas of Rabbi Kveger in the case where the Eidus Lamaisa was done in a way that would not be able to mechayev the Shar Skila. But since at the time of Negicha it would have been Chayev to mechayev Skila, that's the same as this case of Kodem Veshachtoi, and you wouldn't need a pasuk of Baal Sharnaki, that would be Poshet, that the Chiv Mammon was never chal at the time of Negicha, it cannot be chal later either. And the Shita of the Rambam is different, as Rameir Simcha explains. The Rambam learned Kodem Veshachtoi, the reason why you cannot be Geve is not Svar specifically by Shar Tam, rather even by Shar Muid, once the Shar is Negech in a way that it should be mechayev Skila, we cannot be mechayev the Baal Kaifer until we actually give the Shar Skila. And we could also be mechir from here that the Rambam held not like the svara of Rashi. The Rambam did not want to learn that Kodem Veshachtoi there's a svara that since at the time of the Negicha there was no place to be goyve for a short time, therefore the chiv cannot be chal later. The Rambam held that even if at the time of the Shechita it was aimed to get skila, but since the Maisa was Kodem Veshachtoi you never gave the skila, so by a short time the din really should be, you should be goyve from the goof of the shor. Because the Maisa in there, and there is a makam to be goyve this chiv kaifer. That said, the Rambam had to learn a different pshat, the Gemara as far as something else, once the shor is negech in a way that it's mechir of skila, Lamaisa, we cannot be goyva the kaifer from the bailam until we actually give skila to the shor. As we said, that's both by tam and by a muid. Now continue on. Towards the bottom of the umbud, the Gemara brings a braisa, Rabbi Kiva darshins from the pasuk Vahimis ish a isha, lahakish isha li'ish. Ma ish nezokav liyarshim af isha nezkel liyarsheha. As the Gemara explains, it means that the husband does not yarshin the wife. He doesn't get the kaifer if his wife is killed. Even though Rabbi Kiva definitely is masking that b'derech klal abal does not yarshin his wife. Over here, the Gemara explains, by kaifer hayo v'ein mishtalim el la'achar miso havali roi, v'ein abal noitel b'roi kibbe muchzik. Since kaifer is not paid until achar miso, the klal is the husband only gets b'irusha things from his wife which she actually owned, something which comes to her la'achar miso, and that is no din to the baal yarshins, and therefore it will go to her yarshim, not to the husband. The Gemara explains, how do we know that kaifer is only paid la'achar miso? Since the pasuk says, v'heimis ish a'isha hashar yisaka v'gam bal of yumos im kaifer yusha salov. The Rashi explains, what does the Gemara mean to say? Why do we have to bring this pasuk behemis ish ayisha? So Rashi explains that you would have thought that once it's omdu lemisa, then re the chiv is chal. In other words, it doesn't have to be that person actually died. Once the negicha was done in a way that we know definitely the person will die, at that moment re the chiv kaifer is chal, and therefore it would be shaykh that it should be paid even before she dies. Then it would not be considered roi, and the husband would get a beirusha. Now that the pasuk says behemis ish ayisha hashar yisaka v'gam bal of yumos, Rashi explains shar ena beskila at shayomas hanizik. That we definitely know that the shor is not mechayev skila until the person actually dies. Now the truth is Rashi is not so clear. Rashi doesn't tell us how do we know that that is true, that the shor is only mechayev skila once the person dies. Rashi quotes the pasuk vehemis ish v'hashor yisakel. Maybe as far as the skila of the shor also. When it says vehemis, it's enough if it's amdu lemisa. How do we know the person has to actually die before we give skila to the shor? So in the Shittim Mekubetz, as he says over here, and since the din is kamisas abayim kach misas hashor, the same way if a person kills, the Ritzech is not Mechuyev Misa until the Nerg actually dies, so too when a Shar is Negech and kills, the Shar is not Mechuyev Skila until the person actually dies. So this is what Rashi means over here, that the Pasuk Vehemis alone would not be enough to tell us that the Chiyuv Kaifer is only Chal after the person dies. Because you could say that Vehemis means Amdu Lemisa. However, now that the same Pasuk also tells us that the Shar is Mechuyev Skila, and the Shar is definitely not Mechuyev Skila until the person actually dies, so too the Chiyuv Kaifer is not Chal until the person dies. Now this can still be understood in two possible ways. And Gregor in Truvis, in Madur Kama, Truva Reich Dalit, he discusses this point. At first he understands what it means to say is, this is based on the klal called Zman Shashar Beskila Bailam Mashal Men Koifer, Eina Shar Beskila Ein Bailam Mashal Men Koifer. If the Shar is Negech in a way that the Shar is not Mechuyev Skila, or in this case it's that it's not Mechuyev Skila yet, then the Bailam also is not yet Mechuyev in the Koifer. This Rabbi Gregor brings would seem to be the Pshat in Rashi. The letter over there which Rabbi Gregor is writing is to his son-in-law, and it's proved that his son-in-law understood this Pshat. However, Rabbi Gregor asked the Kash on this, he said, if so, this klal of the Gemara, the kaifer is not mishtalim elo la'achar misa, is telling whether you hold this drasha that ain't a shor b'skil, ain't a b'ayim b'chayiv in koifer, since not all tanoim are maskim to this klal, as Tosfos says later on, daf megil mo'amid aleph, Tosfos has a tat to say that Rabbi Elazar holds not like this klal, he doesn't agree b'chal to the din of ain't a shor b'skil, ain't a b'ayim b'chayiv in koifer. And if so, Rabbi Kveg asks the kasher that the Gemara in Gittin, and daf megil mo'amid aleph, quotes Reish Lakish, that koifer em rishtalim el lachar misa, and based on that, the Gemara asks the kasher on the b'raisa. Rabbi Kveg says, if this whole din of koifer em rishtalim lachar misa is telling whether you hold of the klal of ina shor b'skil ina b'ayim machayvim kofer, and that's telling the machlekes tanoim. How could we ask a kasha over there on that brisa? Maybe the tan of that brisa holds that the chi of kofer is not telling the chi of skila of the shor. Because this kasha, Krieger says you have to say a different pshat that when Reish Lakish says his klal that the chi of kofer is not chal until after misa, it's not based on the klal of ina shor b'skil ina b'ayim machayvim and kofer. Rather, what it means to say is that since the pasuk says hey mis ish aisha hashor yisak of a gam ba'ol of yumos, as far as the din of hashor yisak, that's for sure. That the shor is only mechuyev skila after the person actually dies. So to the next words in the pasuk v'gam bal of yumos, which is referring to the chiv of kofer, amdul misa is not enough. The chiv is only chal after the person actually dies. This is what Rebbe Kveger explains, and this is the pshat in Rashi as well. Rashi says the hamis alone would not have told us dafkal achar misa mamish. It could even include amdul misa. But now that the pasuk says hashor yisakel, and that definitely does mean misa mamish. So too, as far as the chiv of kofer, it's only after misa mamish. Now based on this, Rebbe Kveger, we can answer kasha. Which Avin Lum asks in Chuvis, Chuvah Ches, he asks the Kasha Stiro between Rashi and Gittin and Rashi over here. Rashi and Gittin daf mem gimel mera from that Gemara. Gemara there is mevu that as far as the chiv of koifer, it's not mishtalim el lachar misa. Mashengin as far as the chiv of knas for an eved, the Gemara there is mashma that can be chal even before misa. And Rashi over there explains, he says bishtma knas, the pasuk doesn't say anywhere the lashon of misa, it just says the lashon of negicha. It says meved yiga chashar. Therefore that could be even before misa. Even if it's a saw treifa, the Gemara there is mashma. That would already be enough to mechayev the Baal Shor to pay Shleishim Shalevet. Hashengin, as far as the Chiv of Kofer, Rashi says, by Kofer it says Loshna Vehemis, therefore it's only Lachar Misa. And Avni Lum asks that this is the Chayr Astir to Rashi Bayos. Rashi Bayos says that it's not that the Mashmois of Vehemis is Dafka the Chiv of Ischal Achar Misa, because Vehemis could also include Amdu Ala Misa. Rather, the Pshat Narsugi is, as Rashi says, since the Pasuk says Ashor Yisakal Vagambal of Yumos, and Ashor Yisakal definitely is telling the person actually dying, the Chiv of Skil and the Shor is not Chal before that. So to the Chi of Kofer as well. And if so, the Avnum asks that based on Rashi Nar Sigil, the Chir the same should also be true by Shleishim Shalevet. There also the Pasuk says, Shleishim Shkal Mitin Ladoinov Vashar Yisokel. The Torah puts the two of them together there also by Shleishim Shalevet. So why don't we say the same thing should be over there? The Chi of Shleishim Shalevet should not be Chal until the person actually dies, because only then the Chi of Skil is Chal on the Shar. This is the Kasha of the Avnum Lum, and the Chir, based on McGregor, we can answer this Kasha. McGregor explains that what Rashi Bias means to say is that since in the same Pasuk which says Vehemis, it says two things, Ashar Yisakal v'gam ba'ol of Yumos, so the same way Vehemis, when we talk about the Chiv Skil on the Shor, Vehemis means literally, it has to be that the person actually died, Amdu Ala Misa is not enough, so too when it says v'gam ba'ol of Yumos, it also means that Dafka Misa Mamish, it's not enough Amdu Ala Misa. But this is all Gabi, this Pasuk, which is talking about the Chiv of Kofer. This Pasuk, the Torah uses the word Vehemis, and the question just is, what does Vehemis mean? So Ashar Yisakal could be Megala, that Vehemis in this Pasuk means Misa Mamish, and not Amdu Ala Misa. Hashenkin in the pasuk of Eved Yigach over there doesn't say anything about Vehemis, so even though the pasuk does say Hashor Yisakel, and clearly the din is that the Shor is not Mechiv Skila until the Eved actually dies, but we still don't know as far as the Chiv of Shleishim Shel Eved if that also is telling the person actually dying. Maybe for that Amdu Ala Misa is enough. Since there's no pasuk of Vehemis that we could be Megala on, then it means literal, and as we clearly explained in Rashi Bayos, it doesn't mean to say that we're relying on the din of Eina Shor B'Skil Eina Ba'al Mechayv and Kofer. Rashi Bayos never meant to say that the makar of this din, of Eina Kofer Mishtaim El Lachar Misa, is because the Torah is makish, the Chiv of Skila to the Chiv of Kofer from the Bailam. That's not what we meant to say. Rather, what we meant to say is that Ashar Yisakal is a Gili on Vehemis. That you only have over here in the Pasuk of Kofer where it says Vehemis, in the Pasuk of Shleishim Shel Eved, where the Pasuk does not say Vehemis, over there you still don't know that the Chiv of Shleishim Shel Eved would be totally in Misa Mamish. Maybe Amdu Ala Misa would also be enough. Now, I'll discuss another point on this Sugyo. That which Rabbi Kiva Dashim from the Pasuk Vehemis Isha Isha, Ma Ish Nizak of the Yoshim Af Isha Nizkel Yoshel. As Mar explains, it's not the Pshat that a husband never Yashin to his wife, but the Dafk over here, since Kofer is not Mishtalim El Lachar Miso, Havle Roy, Vein Abal Noito Beroy Kibbe Mochsik. Now Toys over here asks Akasha and Dibur Maschav Havle Roy, he says, it would seem that in Agamar we have a Joshua. Rabbi Kiva's Joshua seems to tell us the husband does not get the Kofer because of this Klal, Ein Abal Noito Beroy Kibbe Mochsik. And Toys asks, it's a Gmorim Baba Basra, Nafkuf Yigimel, the Gemara over there brings a different pasuk to tell us this din that in a baal noito b'roi kibbe mochsik. So why do you need both of these drashes? So today's answer is if you only have the drash in Agamar of the drash of Rebbe Kiva, the af ishon is kel yoshel, so you know that the kofer does not go to the husband. However, you would think that's a din dafka by kofer, since kofer is always roi. It's never shaykh for a person to get the kofer themselves and then pass it on to the yarshim. The kofer always is chal after the person dies. Therefore, this type of tashlumen, the tashlumen of kofer, never goes to the husband because it's always roi. Asha'inkin, other types of chiyuvim, the chiyuv can be paid directly to the person themselves. It's not always roi. It's not like kofer which the person themselves never gets it. It always goes to the yarshim. Therefore, from this pasuk of kofer, you would not know the klal all over the ena bal noitel beroi ki b'mochzik. Then Taisa continues and he says, and from the drasha which the Gemara brings in Baba Basra, you would not know that by kofer also this din applies, that the husband does not get the kofer from his wife. He says, because there the din is a Yerusha shenofel lachar misa se'isha. If a woman died and afterwards she got a Yerusha which was supposed to have gone to her, there the din is the husband does not get that Yerusha because the wife never owned it. And Taisa says, that's nafka by Yerusha where the woman never had any schusim in it while she was alive. Ashenkin, in our case, by kofer, Taisa says, mechayim nasa hachavolo shakofer bo al yoda. The negicha which created this chiv of kofer was done while she was alive. Over there, there would be a tzad to say that the husband does have a schus to get that chiv of kofer. Now, firstly, the Lecha Mishnah in Hilchas Nachlois, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph, he brings over there Machlokes Rishonim. Now, we should know the din is that a baal is not yerush beroy. Is that true even by a milveh? If someone borrowed money from the wife and before the levah paid back the chiv, the woman died, does the husband get that chiv beirusha? Is he able to be goyver from the levah? And we know the din is that by bechar also is not neitel beroy. Now, which Bechar gets Pishnaim, it's only in the chasm which the father owned at the time he died. The other thing is true even by Halva, if money was owed to the father and the money is paid up after the father dies, the Bechar does not get a double chelik in that money. And the Shailas is that also true by the din of Roy, by a husband? Kepshuti, there should be no chelik between a husband and a Bechar, both have the same din. However, there's a machaikas Yishenim about this. And Babas, Daf Kuf Chav Hei, and Beis, Taisus, the Rosh, the Rabban, other Yishenim over there hold, the din is also true by a husband, he does not get the Halva, which was owed to his wife. However, other Yishenim, the Sheet of the Rimagash, and the Magen Mishnah hold that this is the Sheet of the Ram as well, in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Nachas, Halacha Yud Aleph, they hold that even though the Gavi Bechor, Hava is considered Roy, and a Bechor does not get Pishnaim, however, as far as the husband getting a Yerusha from his wife, in that Hava is not considered Roy, and the husband will get that by Yerusha. We'll see more about this Machlekes on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. There's a question about the Girsa of the Gemara, which is dependent on this Machlekes Rishonim. And Lech Mishnah quotes Taisa by us, and he says, the whole Svar of Taisa is L'chair only works if you hold that L'inyan Rusha Sabal, Hava is not considered Roy, and a husband does get the Halvois of his wife. The only thing that he does not get is Yerusha, he says, as Taisa brings, Yerusha which he gets after her death, that definitely is considered Roy, that the husband does not get. Mashenkin Hava, since that was owed to her Mechaim, the husband does get, if so, we can understand the Svar, the Kofer is not like Yerusha, rather it's more similar to Halvois, it's something which happened to her while she was alive, and that's what created the Chiv, that would not be considered Roy. And therefore, you need a separate pasuk, the drasha that Rabbi Kiva brings in Ersugit, to say that the husband does not get the kofer of his wife. If, however, you would hold that even the Inyan Rusha Sabal Hava is also considered Roy, and the husband does not get the Halvois of his wife, then Taisus would not have a teretz. The Arush Taisus is machag between Yerusha and kofer. Kofer is something which was created, the chayv was created while she was alive, but Hava definitely that's the case. Hava, she lent money, and that was the chayv which was owed to her while she was alive. If even in that case, the din is the husband does not get the Yerusha, because that's considered Roy, the Lech Mishnah says it's a kolshkin for sure by the case of kofer. There definitely the husband should not get the kofer of his wife, and you wouldn't need a separate pasuk like the Gemara brings in our sugya. Now this is another teretz to the kasha of Tosfos. Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Nun Aleph Ois Yud Zayin. He's marich over there very much, and he discusses the yisoid of chi of kofer. He has two tzadim, and other achrayim discuss this as well. How to understand exactly the chiv of kofer? The Arush Tabal Ashar is mechuyev to pay kofer to the yarshim. This is the pshat that really the chiv should be to the nerag. And the Arush the yarshim get it. That's because it goes over biyerusha, just like the rest of the nechasim which they get biyerusha. The other Torah is that it's not a chiv to the Nerag, but it's a chiv directly to the Yarshim, meaning what the Torah says is that the Baal Ashar has to pay kofer to whoever has a schus to get the rest of the Yerusha of this person. Whoever is entitled to the Yarshim and the Nechasim of this Nerag, the Torah tells the Baal Ashar to pay him a chiv kofer, but he's not getting a bidin Yerusha, it's a chiv directly to him. The Torah says, who's the one who gets it? The one who gets the rest of the Yerusha. The Mechasir HaKlamayisah proves like the second Tzad, he says it's mistaber, since the chiv of kofer never goes to the person themselves, it's always a chiv to their Yarshim. So it's not the pshat that the Yerushim are getting a Birusha, rather it's a chiv directly to them. And with this, he answers the kasha of Taisus. The Arush Taisus asks, why didn't you two psukim? Mechaz Chinuch explains, if you'd only have the drashim Baba Basra, that's a klal, the la'acha misa, nechasim, which were supposed to go to her, meaning the husband does not have a direct schus in these nechasim, rather they're supposed to go to her, they're destined for her, he wants to get them because he's a Yerush of her, and that is a klal that since these nechasim are roi, a baal's not Yerush b'roi. However, in Ersik, as far as the chiv of kofer, it's not the pshat that these nechasim are supposed to go to her and he wants to get them by Yerusha. Rather, there's supposed to be a payment directly from the Baal Ashar to her Yerushim. Meaning, whoever has a schus to get her Yerusha, which in this case is her husband, he get all the nechasim which she left over by Yerusha. A direct payment is supposed to be made from the Baal Ashar to these Yerushim. Over here, the din would have been that the husband does have a schus to get it. This would not go into the category of roi. Therefore, you need a separate pasuk to say that a husband does not have a schus to get the kofar of his wife. And based on this, Minchas Chinuch says you could also answer the kash of the lechem mishnah, even if you hold like the rishonim that by halva the din is a husband does not get it. That's also called roi. You still wouldn't know that a husband doesn't get kofar, because as we're explaining, kofar is different. It's a chiv which is paid directly to the yarshim. It's not the pshat that the yarshim get it from the meirish, from the woman who was killed. The Torah is mechayev the baal shor to pay directly to the yarshim, and since the baal is a yarish, he's the one who got the rest of the nechasim, he would also get the chiv of kofar. Therefore, the pasuk has to tell us that the husband does not have a schus to get the kofar by yerusha. Now, Chaz Nishim Babakama Simon Tezvov, Oislam Edvov, he also discusses this point where the chiv of kofar be'etzim is a chiv to the mace, and his yarshim get it by yerusha, or it's the pshat that it's a direct chiv to the yarshim, and he says it's mistar that it's a chiv to the mace. He says the mashmois of Asuka is like that. The Gemara says the husband does not get it because he's not Yerush Beroy. Mashmois of the Gemara is that he's getting it Beirusha. And based on this, Chaz Nishim has a chiddush. He says if the wife owed money to someone, when she was alive, she had borrowed money which she hadn't paid up yet, after she got killed by the Shor HaMu'ed, and the Baal HaShor pays kofar to the Yerushim, those nechasim which the Yerushim have, which they got from the Baal HaShor, they're considered to be nechasim which they got Beirusha from the woman who was killed, and therefore those nechasim will be meshubit to her Baal Chayiv. Just like any other nechasim which they got by Yerusha, if it's karka, it's meshubah to her baal chayiv. And as we see, this seems to be the shita of Tosfos, as is mevur in the Minchas Chinuch, he's answering the kasha of Tosfos. Mashmoi says that Tosfos did not hold like the Minchas Chinuch. Tosfos held that the chiyuv of kofar is not a chiyuv directly to the yarshim, that it's a chiyuv to the mace. Therefore, Tosfos was bothered by the kasha. Why do you need two psukim to tell us this din? And a husband does not get by Yerusha the nechasim which were roi for his wife.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.